Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of August 2016, and this is the 412th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just come back from town, come back on the bus. It's a sort of blustery, sometimes rainy, sometimes sunny day, and it's been umbrella weather. And I went in quite early because I'm still not really, I still don't think it's very sensible to walk into town, although from time to time I have. So I took the bus in, and the buses go very rarely in the middle of the day. So I ended up being in town quite a lot ahead of the time of the appointment that I had. So I took some work and did it in the bookshop cafe in Fuller's Cafe, which is a lovely place to sit. It's very quiet. They don't kind of have loud music, but there's plenty of space. You don't feel as if you're taking up precious room, especially in the afternoon. So I did a little bit of work down there and then ambled gently to my appointment. And managed to catch a bus back immediately after my appointment, which is a bit unlike the other day when no bus came at all. And so I'm back earlier than I expected, and I'm able to do the podcast now, which is great because it was going to be a very late podcast. I've had several tasks that I've had on a list in my diary for days and days and days. And they're the kind of things which I feel as if I shouldn't have to put time aside for. You know, they seem to be silly little things like packing something up or transferring things from one place to another, sending a package to my daughter, that sort of thing. But somehow I keep on not doing them. So this morning I decided I would put 2 hours aside for specifically getting to all these things that I've been dragging along. And it was such a relief to get them done. I didn't realise how much they'd been on my mind. They've also been in front of me. Adding to the clutter that I was trying to clear yesterday. And it was partly in that clearing that I realised that I needed to actually deal with some of the stuff on my desk rather than moving it to another spot. So that was lovely. And I went to the post office and there was no queue and very helpful people. So I feel sort of relieved and lighter than I did earlier in the day, and certainly lighter than I did earlier in the week. It's so good to do that. And yes, I did relinquish my writing time in order to do that, but I think it was impinging on my writing, actually. So having removed that sore, I can get back to it. I do hope that you're able to remove things that may be holding you down, things that you may not even recognise as doing that, just these small tasks that always get put aside and start accumulating into great knotty balls. And if you've been able to be creative today, I hope that's gone really well, or that it will go well if this is the beginning of your day. And I hope that you're gentle with yourselves and give yourselves due acknowledgement of the things that you do or who you are as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.